Storytel presents The Wings of the Raven by Margit Sandemo. Part 20 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengil the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengil the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengil buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengil's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengil the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family, the women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. The two men who disappeared without a trace in the year 1793 in the village of Strigesti in Siebenbergen were not the first ones. On the contrary, like whispers in the wind, legends were told about such people who vanished never to be seen again. But thanks to one of the descendants of the Ice People, those two became the very last to disappear. The special talents of those of the Ice People who were touched enabled them to contact many shadowy creatures that ordinary people were unable to perceive. But none of the Ice People had ever experienced anything as frightening as what occurred in Strigesti. It was a strange forest. It was as though it had been there for 50,000 years and had fallen into a deep slumber awaiting the sound of the trumpets on Judgment Day to awaken it. Everything in the forest was completely overgrown. The ground, rocks, and stumps were covered with moss and creeping plants, and the tree trunks were completely swathed in ivy, making the entire landscape look as if it were blanketed in a green, rolling, softly waving shroud. Shroud seems a menacing word. Unfortunately, that description was very suitable in this instance. The mossy branches of the trees drooped sleepily in this primeval forest. There were no singing birds here. Not even the modest nightingale dared break the silence with its beautiful voice. The forest stood in Siebenbergen, Austria-Hungary's easternmost outpost. This wild mountain country fostered the most incredible myths and legends. Horror stories about vampires and werewolves and other forces of darkness so terrible that it was only with great reluctance that visitors ever ventured into the deep, secretive valleys. The population was a hodgepodge of Wallachians, Meyer Zechlers, Saxons and Romanians, including the remnants of other peoples who in times past had immigrated as Goths, Huns, Japedes and Central Asian Avars. But the Romanians made up the majority together with the Magyars, better known as Hungarians. The Romanians themselves called the land the Ardeal. The Hungarians called it Erdei and still others Transylvania. But its official German name, given it by its current rulers, the Habsburgs, was Siebenbergen, in reference to its seven major cities. The ancient forest surrounded a small, out-of-the-way mountain village called Strigesti.